Head coach Josh McDaniels admits he's thrown a thick portion of his playbook at quarterbacks Kyle Orton and Chris Sims this offseason. And today at Dove Valley, as the team began its final minicamp of the offseason, he told reporters now is the time for his signal callers to shore up everything they've learned so far so they can be ready for the start of training camp.
Pretty much everything is in, so they know that. We're kind of at the tip of the iceberg here, so there's, you know, everything else. Hopefully we just continue to get better, streamline it towards training camp the next 2 days here. And I know I couldn't ask anything more from two guys in terms of what they're putting in off the field and in the meeting room. And they're working extremely hard, and they're competing with each other very well. So I think they're making each other better, and it's making the Broncos better.
The big thing is just when you do make mistakes, mistakes are going to happen. They've thrown a lot at us. And when you do make the mistakes, to correct them for the next day. It takes time to learn an offense, any system, and it's not rocket science, and we'll have it down by the time the season comes around.
With 7 weeks left until training camp and about 3 months until the season opener against the Bengals, both Orton and Sims know there's plenty of time before McDaniels will name a starter. But there's competition at practically every position on this Broncos roster. And in the meantime, the quarterbacks say they're simply focused on doing their jobs correctly.
But as a quarterback, if you don't worry about yourself and go out and do the things you need to do in practice, and then you're going to be in trouble. So you got to stay focused on the task.
NFL is competition every year, especially at this position. Somebody's coming to try to take your job. So it's like that for every quarterback every single year.
15 months ago, 16 months ago, I wasn't sure if I was ever going to be able to play football again. So, you know, I'm just, like I said before, elated to be out here and really just happy that I feel so good. And, you know, life's going in the right direction for me right now.
When teams work silent snap count drills, they typically pipe in fan noise so players on both sides of the ball can react as if they're playing on Sunday. And for several portions of today's practice, McDaniels ditched tradition altogether and played music from Jay-Z to Metallica and everything in between.
Communication is really important when it's loud, whether it be offensively or defensively. And you know, we're going to play in a loud stadium. Our home stadium for our defense will be loud, so they need to communicate with each other without being able to just talk really clearly. And offensively, when we play on the road, it's going to be loud. So just trying to work on our communication, emphasize that part of our game, and really stress that today.
It makes you focus, especially as a quarterback, because with the crowd noise and trying to get everything directed in the right way, that makes things hard. So you know, the quarterback has to be focused really to get everybody on the same page.
I think once you start playing, it's noise, and they treat it just like crowd noise. And I think they got excited when they were stretching, you know, because they knew it was going to be some different types of music.
It was pretty good. I heard a couple Springsteen songs, which I like, so it was good.